You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There have to be people who hear that much Motley Crue and just have flashbacks. They go, Big O's coming on now. Right? I was starting to think it. I'm sitting here behind the microphone. I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear Big O. It's been a minute.
Go to his Twitter. You'll see him.
You'll find him. And if you want to find him, you'll find him. There's some good Motley Crue on this Tuesday. Crowder was out yesterday. Canes beat number 6 Notre Dame, and Carson Beck looked really good. And this Malachi Toney, who's 17 years old out of American Heritage, I think,
yep,
was, I mean, just ridiculously good. And Reuben Bain,
my man,
made his presence felt on the defense. I know you like Reuben Bain. And I think did the rankings just come out? Are the Canes 7 now? Anyone see that?
I'm seeing on the AP top 25 poll, the Hurricanes are number 5 on the AP poll.
Five. So what was it? The coaches poll that I saw was 7? I thought I saw Canes at 7 somewhere.
I'll double check the coaches poll here. But do we really care about the coaches poll? I mean, what do those guys know? You see Bill Belichick last night?
You see Belichick? I mean, that guy stinks. Mario's 1,000 times better game coach than Belichick.
Belichick is. As a man, a life lesson, you can admit when you were wrong. And it looked like I was wrong about Carson Beck not coming in and doing his thing. And also that the Canes were going to get out physical. That was the biggest surprise to me. I was watching the game. They were dominating physically.
That was the thing that jumped out. I read a tweet to Solana yesterday. Barry Jackson had tweeted this during the game. This is the blueprint unfolding before our eyes. A powerful offensive line that can stand toe-to-toe with a team with a bunch of top front 7 recruits. A team that doesn't lose a beat going 3 deep at running back. A quarterback who can make all the throws and knows what he's doing. Playmakers at wide receiver. But the first line of that blueprint is just being able to move the defensive line or being able to move the offensive line if you're on defense. Like, it was noticeable, right? Yeah. Like, you felt like you were watching a team that could compete with these big corn-fed teams that have manhandled us in the past.
And that was the thing that I saw, because that was my biggest – I kept saying it. Do you want to get drug into the mud? Are we ready for that, for a muddy game, for a nasty game? For the darkness, as I was, you know, quoting Batman from 15 years ago.
Oh, and DBJ did it. We're going to hear it today. We're going to play the DBJ calls.
They went into the darkness and we're fine. And that was like, that was my main thing. You know, you look for affirmation of your opinion. I was really looking for affirmation that, man, they can't play with these big old boys. They're not much bigger than Miami. The line of scrimmage is moving from the Miami side, both sides of the ball. I was just watching the trenches like, okay. So that was exciting. The receivers, like you're saying, that young Malachi, he was going crazy.
Holy man.
Beck made all the throws when he had to. But, yeah, those trenches were the biggest thing that I was wrong on.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dolphins will get underway this Sunday in Indianapolis, and we will talk with Aronde Gadsden later on in the program today. John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He was there Sunday night at Hard Rock. He's going to join us this hour. We are going to listen to the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Sunday night. He did two of them. They were fantastic. I hope I'm not over-promising and going to under-deliver because I thought they were fantastic. Bill Belichick is on the hot seat. Make no mistake. They actually... You know, so I watched that game. Testament to him and his star power, because I was watching the game and also Michael Jordan was watching the game. He was there.
So you almost watched the game with Michael Jordan.
So I think there's rare occasion that Michael Jordan is watching the same football game that I'm watching, because I don't think he's much of a football fan. So I think that's a testament to Bill Belichick's star power. And that first drive, I said, holy mackerel. This dude, like, he knows football. And so he takes a college program, and but then what did TCU score? 41 unanswered?
48.
47 unanswered? What was it? 41?
41 unanswered. 41 unanswered, yeah.
Man. We've talked about this before. There's great coaches out there. There's a lot, there's Hall of Fame coaches. Like, they talk about Jimmy Johnson and being at the game and all them great coaches that won Vince Lombardi. You need players to win football games. 100%. So you give Guy Fieri some ramen noodles and some Spam, he can't make a great meal.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing now. Bill, they spent, I would guess, $40, $50 million this offseason on that football program. It's going to take years for him to get the guns in there, the horses in there to make it look right.
But especially in college football, right, Crowder? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. In the NFL, maybe a roster that is a little less talented with elite coaching, with the best coaching, you can make up the difference with like an outstanding scheme. But yesterday, it just looked like North Carolina didn't belong on that field with the TCU players. Offensively and defensively, they could not do anything. They couldn't protect the quarterback. He couldn't create any sort of separation. The receivers were just shut down. Like, in college, no matter how great a coach is, at the end of the day, you need good players. You need star-level players to be elite.
Yeah, and I think it's – I'd have to really think about that, because in the NFL, too, like, you can have stars – on bad teams, like the Browns, like Miles Garrett and Joe Thomas, you know, like great Hall of Fame players on bad teams, but it's a collection of them. So to your point, the secondary and the receivers from North Carolina, they couldn't start in a number of schools in the nation. And that's what it is, that those outside guys are really getting embarrassed. They couldn't tackle, getting run over. Like you can scheme up all you want to, bro. I'm telling you, I coached at U school. We're not going over there and beating American Heritage. I had the best defensive scheme, and I watched hundreds of hours of film, and then we go over there to play St. Thomas, and oh, damn, their entire line's 300 pounds. Hey, CJ, at 160, go make a play. He's getting devoured at the line of scrimmage. He does not have the guns, and I know it's eating him up inside, too, because if he keeps getting whooped by 30, you're going to start. It happened this morning at Dunkin' Donuts. I went to get Asia her coffee, right up to the window. Dude says, yeah, man, that Belichick, it must have been all Brady in New England. Already questioning his coaching ability, getting beat by 30 points to a TCU. And let me tell you something. TCU whooping you by 30? What would happen when he goes and plays one of these monsters, Ohio State or something?
Look
like
out. Yeah.
Come on, man. If he
it's gonna take a minute to they have, I think I saw on the broadcast last night, 70 new players from last year. 70.
I'll give UM, if UM play North Carolina, they'd have their backups in at halftime. Yeah. It would be like them playing Long Island University. Gators look good.
I'm just going to let that marinate for a second because FSU and Miami had some legit wins, and your Florida Gators, I mean, you really should be embarrassed with what, who do they play this week? Is it another cupcake? Did we
garbage? We have garbage than LSU.
Man.
No, it's USF, isn't it? Don't they play USF this week? Weren't we talking about that yesterday?
Oh, is that,
Yes, yeah, right here. Play them this week.
Florida plays South Florida September 6th.
Don't sleep on USF, Crowder. Don't sleep on USF. We have to make a bet between you and Appel.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, hibachi for lunch.
That's what I like.
Yeah, whoever loses pays for the hibachi lunch.
I'm in. Got to have Appel on this week. I like this one.
Oh, I didn't realize it was USF. And then Miami has USF the following week. And then Florida the week after that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
holy, I'm hoping we,
there's a lot of games, man. Like a lot of good games because you still and got then FSU on the schedule. Yeah, well,
that's after Florida. Yeah. Miami plays Florida, FSU back to back with USF, the trap game right before.
Yeah, I am so convinced that Miami, because they've got Bethune this Saturday, and then Florida 2 weeks from that, and that little Middleburger game is USF, and I am so convinced that is the trap game of the century.
Mario ain't gonna let it happen.
I hope.
Come
not.
On, Mario.
I hope not.
I want to go in. I want to go in 3-0 on both sides. So
would
we can
that
see
not
happens.
Be the greatest? Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
College game day, everything.
And then Miami beats Florida, and then Miami and FSU are undefeated the following week. Holy mackerel. Things are happening for us.
Football.
Let me give you a Miami football report. These are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000. Or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So the Dolphins yesterday, they announced their team captains, Crowder, Tua, Zach Sealer, Alec Ingold, Jordan Brooks, Bradley Chubb, Aaron Brewer. How do you feel about Tyreek Hill not being a team captain?
It's good. He shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Like what we've seen and the distraction he is and all that stuff. Like they're great players that shouldn't be a leader of a team. They're just great football players, and Tyreek is one of those. He's fast. He can catch. He's like I said, hell, he's a Hall of Famer. But the team has said, I'm not following you anywhere. Go catch the ball and score some touchdowns, fella. Like Alec Ingold doesn't make an imprint on a game, right. But he's a great human.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I saw an updated report on that Miami, was he the linebackers coach who got in the domestic incident, got arrested? And linebackers coach?
Outside linebackers. Yep.
Outside linebackers coach. There's a further update of the report. I saw Barry Jackson tweet about it. The Herald had it. So I had kind of said, hey, I think this thing is going to be a nothing story. I take that back. It looks like this guy's accused of doing some. Just don't lay your hands on a woman. All right. I think we said that last week. That's a pretty easy rule to follow, unless your life's in danger. you know. I'm not saying it's a nothing burger anymore. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I said he poorly slapped and choked and all kind of craziness. Had the girl up in the air. I guess. Terrible. I dislike him seriously now after reading that report. If I see him, we might have to have a couple words, Mr. Linebacker Coach.
I'd like to watch that. How'd you like to win a chance at Zach Sealer coming to visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. He's going to speak at a school, and we've got to pick one at random. You go to WQAM.com to enter. You write in the elementary school that you want them to visit in Broward or Dade County. And one school is going to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He'll speak to the students, take some pictures, give them a memorable day. So if you want the contest rules, you can go to WQAM.com. You can enter right there as well. Headlines for the 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Who priced these Volkswagens? The guy who created UF schedule?
Low.
Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
So here's your updated AP.
These prices are so low, you'd think it's the Florida Gators' strength of schedule.
I hate you.
Man, a USF victory this weekend. Oh, I need it, man. Oh, a USF win and then a Miami Dolphins win. Oh, please, Solana, give me that. Please.
We held Long Island to 86 total yards at offense.
I bet Florida. I had a three-leg parlay. I bet Florida laying 45 and a half.
They won by, what was it, 55? Yep. Nothing.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend, Crowder, in Long Island. Saturday morning when I landed at the airport, there was somebody recruiting me to go play for Long Island. Just anybody. Hey. Who has 4 years of eligibility left? We could use it.
It was Lee Sterling that talked me into it because he said, and Lee Sterling did not have a great week gambling, but that Florida game he nailed. He's like, this Long Island University, like sometimes they're playing in front of a crowd of 500 people. Well, Florida has 500 people on the sideline. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, there was no chance that Florida, as much as they throttled it back, was not going to put up a 50 burger at least on that team.
Yeah. When he said that their quarterback is the first string slot receiver, I said, he can't throw to himself. This is about to get real ugly.
Here's your top five, by the way, your updated top five. Hockey, we're right in the coaches poll, Miami 7, but in the AP poll, they have moved up from 10 to number 5. Ohio State jumps up to number 1. Texas falls from 1 to 7, by the way.
See, interesting. In the coaches poll, Texas is ahead of Miami.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Penn
that
State.
Arch, that Arch is getting some trouble, boy. One thing about it, you can have all the famous people you want in your family. You got to go throw that biscuit.
Ask Bronny James.
We've
watched this movie.
Yep.
Penn State's number 2. LSU moves up to number 3. They took down Clemson. Georgia is number 4. They move from 5 to 4. Miami at 5. Clemson, by the way, drops from, I believe they were 4, down to number 8, so they're still in the top 10. And Notre Dame, those loser Irish, from 6 to number 9.
I mean, Clemson, Notre Dame dropping like they're priced at Doral Volkswagen. I gave it a shot.
By the way, you guys talk about USF, you talk about Florida, you talk about the Seminoles, you talk about the Hurricanes. One team did get a vote, and when I say A, I mean one vote to be in the AP top 25, and that team is going up to Happy Valley this Saturday, and the Willie Simmons era began with a rout over Bethune-Cookman, and FIU is going to put the college football world on notice. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
They're playing Penn State?
They're playing Penn State.
Are they going to put them on notice by sending a strongly worded email?
So they got one vote, others receiving votes?
One vote. They got one vote.
You know who else got one vote? Who? Solana got one vote in Manny's poll for who is the best producer at 104.3 WQAM. Superfan Manny put a poll on Twitter and let me know that Solana won with 100% of the votes. I looked closely at the screenshot that he sent me, and there was only one vote. But listen, 100% is 100%. So FIU received one vote. Solana received one vote. Congratulations to the both of you.
Big year for me, man. Miami New Times. I win Manny's best producer poll. Big time year for me.
You're killing it, Solana.
Don't worry, Manny. I'll send you a picture later. I got you. All right, guys. Dolphins released their first media release of the season.
It was strange choices, though. It was you versus Steven Preciado, Lasagna Steven, and Greeper.
There is a depth chart on the Miami media release from the Dolphins. I will read that to you in the next hour. Los Madelines are back at it tonight. They're in the nation's capital. They did lose yesterday. Your weather, it is hot as hell. That's your weather.
Yeah, that's a fair fair description of the weather. How was it up in Pennsylvania, Crowder? How was the weather? How was the weekend?
Oh, the weather was nice. Then you're still in Faro, Pennsylvania.
But that's your dad's hometown. They were honoring your late father, and so was there.
It was
excitement
the
when you walked to the school and gave the students the athletes a pep talk.
The same the same locker room my dad was in the late 60s, still the same locker room. Like, they redid a lot of things, but they take this pride in having this little bitty locker room where all the guys are piled on top of each other. They showed me right where Randy's locker was. It's a weird thing they do. There's like this little bitty door, like the top is 4 feet. It's called the hole. And the 22 starters get to go in the hole pregame. And if you're not a starter, you got to stay outside the locker room. It's real. It was a real weird, you know, traditions they had there. But it was cool seeing Randy. He's everywhere because they won the state in basketball his junior year and then the state in football his senior year. So, like, Randy Crowder is
a hero. And
he used to he used to tell people on defense, which I heard this story 80 times. He used to say, just line up away from me. And everybody, what are you talking about? They're not going to run my way. Trust me.
That's a great line.
He had a little edge to him even back in high school, but it was cool meeting all your cousins. And then they describe, you know, Violet, your grandma. Yeah, that's my grandma's sister. So we're cousins, and just everybody out, every place I was at. I remember Earl coming up to me. The story was so long, I don't remember it, but Earl loved me. Your cousin, Gina, remember Vonnie? So Gina's Vonnie's daughter. And so I married Vonnie's daughter's husband. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Earl? And he followed me around the entire food line.
That's great.
Just talking to me. I was like, okay, Earl, man, have a good one.
Very cool. Glad that you were able to do that. Yeah. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free?
Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going to talk Miami Notre Dame with John Michaels here in a second. I want to talk about the Hard Rock Bet app first. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day. In fact, this is interesting. Hard Rock Bet just released the Miami Notre Dame game was the most bet regular season college football game in Hard Rock Bet history. John Michaels saying it was all him. I have to tell you, I nailed everything except the under, which is what Crowder force fed me that entire week. Bro. And that's the only thing that I didn't hit. Right now, though, real football is just days away. I'm talking pro football. Thursday night, you get pro football and Friday night and all weekend. And so get ready to bet and win. You've got to have the Hard Rock Bet app downloaded. College football is back. I'm telling you, I rang up some winners, had a nice three-leg parlay that cashed, had the Miami money line, which cashed on Sunday night. And I'm telling you, the only thing better than hearing your favorite school's fight song is the sound of cha-ching on the Hard Rock Bet app. Refer your friends to the Hard Rock Bet app. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. It's up to $50 for you and up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together. Roll with us on Hard Rock Bet and make sure you follow them on social media because you'll see the interesting stuff like Miami Notre Dame being their most bet college football game ever. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is, as you can tell by what he's wearing, a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan. He was there Sunday night. You can hear John Michaels mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. I will, in the issue of fairness, because I know John Michaels and I were going to talk from the Hurricanes' point of view. I did text with Brady Quinn this morning. He's not disappointed in what he saw. He's going to join us tomorrow. I got today, right after the first segment was over, a DM from Sean Wooden. He said, slow down talking bad about my Irish. Too early. We got another historic rebound in the works. So in the issue of being fair and balanced, I wanted to give you Sean Wooden and Brady Quinn's opinion of things. John, you were there on Sunday. It did get a little dicier at the end than it probably should have. But what a heck of a win to start the season, right?
Oh, it was everything that Mario Cristobal has talked about building towards, building lines of scrimmage, building dominance, being able to run the ball, being able to take care of a game against a quality opponent. Like, I hate Notre Dame with every ounce of my life. Them and Florida State and Florida. My son is not allowed to go to those schools. I don't give a damn if he gets 12 scholarships. He's not attending. I hate him. My wife got to see the level of vitriol between Miami and Notre Dame fans. But at the end, Mario Cristobal can look and go, I built a dominant offensive line that dominated Notre Dame's ass all over the field. I built a great defensive line that when the game was on the line, and I heard Shannon Dawson talking about it today, he said, I had no problem kicking the ball because I knew our D-line was going to go get pressure at the end of the game, and Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor looked like they were shot out of a cannon. They look like a team that has sustainability, and I think that's something we haven't had. Like the 2017 game, we always go back to that. It was awesome, 41-8, and then things fell apart. And last year, you know, everything seemed like there was a lot of miracles involved. Cam Ward was pulling rabbits out of his hat time and time again. But it never felt like with that defense it was going to stay together. This feels like, and I'm going to say it right now, a true national title contender in the year 2025. Why not Miami? We've got a six-year quarterback. We're going to be the best team on the lines of scrimmage every time we take the field. And I think the receivers, the defensive backs, the scheme, it's only going to get better as the year progresses.
And, John, that's what my biggest takeaway from watching that game was that they dominated the line. Both sides, like, the line was moving backwards for Notre Dame, and then when UM had the ball, they were whooping the ass to get those gaps open. Did Carson Beth pick up right where he left off before the injury? Because you watch a lot more Carson. I watched him in the SEC, but hell, I was questioning him. I questioned Cam Ward too. He looked good.
Yeah, Carson looked really good. I thought they were conservative some with the play calling a little bit. And I think that was partly, look, we knew we could run the football. They wanted to play the clock game. They didn't want to get into Syracuse. But Carson Beck did exactly what you wanted to. 20 of 31, 200 yards, throws a couple of touchdowns. Did he get fortunate that C.J. Daniels makes one of the greatest catches you'll ever see? Absolutely. That ball's probably intercepted 9 out of 10 times, and C.J. Daniels comes down with it. But he didn't put him in harm's way. I thought the times he took shots down the field, it was man-to-man coverage, and he was going to take opportunities. He looked like a guy that had been a 6-year quarterback. He was in command of the huddle. Never was Miami panicked at the line of scrimmage trying to run and get before the play clock was going. It was, I'm running this offense, I'm getting to my checks, I'm doing everything I need to. He kind of spoon-fed the younger receivers. Malachi Toney, my goodness, that kid should be at American Heritage right now. He looked like the best receiver on the field. And I think a lot of that had to do with Carson Beck's leadership. Like Crowder, everything they talked bad about him at the end of his time in Georgia, he did just the opposite on Sunday night with Miami. We got the right guy to lead us, and I think he's got a chance to lead us to the promised land.
Maybe you can donate some of those funds from your Hard Rock bet winnings to Malachi Toney's NIL fund, John, because we got to keep that guy here for 3 seasons. So what? Explain to me exactly how this happens with Carson Beck then. Is it just like anger and bitterness because he ends up leaving or he had a bad season where like there's this narrative coming out of mostly Georgia, but I think most of the national pundits or media kind of grabbed onto that narrative too, that he just wasn't a talented quarterback anymore, because I'm not saying he's going to be Cam Ward, but he looked pretty close to it in that first appearance the other day, John.
Yeah, I think part of it, Solana, it had to do with he did have a bad like 4-game stretch where he threw a bunch of interceptions. He threw 3 picks against Texas, but they won the game. He threw 3 yanks against Alabama, they lose. He throws 3 interceptions against Florida, they ultimately win that game. And he wasn't very good against Ole Miss. So I think there was a stretch there where Carson didn't play well. Twofold to that. One, their offensive line was decimated by injuries last year. They couldn't run the ball, which is very un-Georgia-like. And I think there were times that Carson didn't trust his receivers, who dropped over 30 balls a year ago and probably cost him another 500 or 600 yards in passing yardage. I think then he started trying to do too much. Then you tie into that, the guy's driving around Athens, Georgia in a Lamborghini. That's like driving around Gainesville, Florida in a Lamborghini. You just don't see that happen. Miami, that's a Tuesday. A Lambo drives by, you go, whatever. There's another tech billionaire driving down in a Lambo. I think there was part of it that, you know, the internet girlfriend, I'm not sure that people really embrace that. I'm not sure that Carson embraced that a lot of times with the Cavender twin and doing all the social media and doing all that different stuff. And then Carson himself will tell you he's an introvert. He wants to play ball. And this is what he told us face-to-face at ACC Media Days. He goes, I want to go to practice. I want to work out with my teammates, and I go home. Like, he's not even a Miami lifestyle kind of guy. And I think, you know, the injury on top of that, and then the fact that he left, I think all of those narratives started to play out. And you know what happens. You know, Georgia fans 605 says this happens on social media, then they run with it. Now all of a sudden media members start to believe it. Carson was always talented. The guy was 24-3 as a starter at the University of Georgia. You don't do that by accident. I get it. He was playing with uber talented guys all over the field, but it's not like he was underhanding the ball and they were running the wing tee. The guy was standing back there throwing the football. He had 26 touchdowns, 12 picks. He threw for 3,600 yards a year ago, which is basically what Garrett Nussmeier had and Cade Klubnik. Yet they say those two guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread, and Carson had fallen off. I'm glad he proved a lot of people wrong on national TV on Sunday. And you saw the emotion pour out after the game. A kid that had 8 months of dealing with an arm injury, didn't know if he was going to play football again, and it all came out on Sunday. Like I said, I'm glad he's on our side now.
You mentioned, obviously, we've mentioned Carson Beck a million times and Malachi Toney and Reuben Bain. I mean, we can go down the list. How about Carter Davis, the kicker, I don't know how you felt after the first field goal attempt that went awry. I was like, this is going to be a disaster. And every time he trotted him out there, whether it was an extra point or a field goal, I started getting nervous.
I thought Mario had made a mistake settling for a 47-yarder at the end. I was cursing him. It worked out perfectly. We got to give some love to Carter Davis, no?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, I didn't even realize it was Carter. I thought it was Bert Auburn, the first kick when they snapped the ground ball back there. I'm not, you know, so many kids have changed. I'm not familiar with everybody's number. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to do this. And I go, oh, dude, that's Davis. All right. I didn't realize he was 4 for 11 on kicks at FAU until we got ready for the final kick. So my seats, I'm in section 106. I'm facing, the kick was going away from me. And when I say things were puckered this tight and my hands are shaking, and Crowder, you'll love this. My wife, who's never been to a big home Miami game, she'd been to Tallahassee with me. She had never been there. I'm the last 5 minutes, my heart's beating 400 beats a minute. My hands are shaking. And she grabs me and goes, babe, are you going to be okay? But she thought I was going to have a stroke. I said, I'm all right. My whole section, people started turning around. They wouldn't even watch the kick. And as soon as he hit it, I knew he nailed it. And I'm like, it's good. And I'm running up and down the stairs. I was telling you guys off the air, I have bruises up and down my wrist because you know what happens with drunk fans when they go to hug you and dap you up? They miss and they're hitting your arm and they're hitting your neck. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? But dude, that kid, he's got balls of steel to make that kick. It's a little bit damp. It's Notre Dame. You're tied. If you miss it, Notre Dame gets the ball at like the 35-yard line and they're going to have a chance to go beat you with a field goal. Carter Davis, bro. You should be with every single woman on campus right now, having free lunch dates, letting them take you to Joe Stonecrabs for making that kick. Hell, we might have to take you the next time we come down there.
John, was it stupid? When was Trajan banding? I call it the Trajan
2017.
Banding.
2017.
Was it crazy like that? Because that was one of the most intense crowds I've ever been a part of in my playing or watching a game. Was it wild Sunday night?
Oh, it was absolutely nuts. I never sat down other than halftime. I had to go get some chips. I was so hungry and so – I'll be honest, I was half-cocked. I had drank, you know, about 15 Tito's and Red Bulls pregame, so I had to get some carbs in me to make it through the rest of the game. But that's the only time I sat down, really, from the time we got – I didn't sit there in the tailgate, nothing. It's one of the most wild atmospheres I've ever been to. Wide right 3 in the Orange Bowl was a little bit crazier. Wide left was pretty crazy. But this from start to finish, from the fact that you had Trick Daddy and Andre Johnson and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Uncle Luke and Rick Ross and just every celebrity that could be there was there. It lets you know that Miami is that kind of town. When we're good, we're going to be there. But I haven't been to many games like that. And I thought it was going to be cruise control. We went up 24-14. I go, all right, this one might be in the bag. And as soon as I said that, we got a little bit conservative. They hit a busted coverage play down the field. And when it's 24-24, I'm like, if we lose this damn game, I'm never going back to work. And it's going to be a really, really rough next 12 hours trying to fly back home. But thankfully, they got the job done. And seeing Mario with Don Bailey Jr. afterwards, like Mario's, you know, very stoic. To see the smile on his face, it was really good to see Mario have that. And I was super proud of the team. And I cannot wait for Florida in 2.5 weeks, Crowder, because I'm going to be back there. I better find you pregame. I better find you. Ain't working that one because we're going to have to get it in on that game.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about it because it's funny when people go to like Gainesville and they play the Gators, they'll come out and be like, those people are very nice. And I tell them, I'm like, we're a privileged crowd. We're not nasty. Is Notre Dame nasty? Like, was it crap talking going on and arguing?
Dude, they were petrified. First and foremost, any of the national dorks that say, oh, it was 50-50, there might have been 5,000 Notre Dame fans. And I might be nice there at all. Like, they just weren't there. The ones that were there, I think where we were sitting, I saw like 4, and they just sat quiet as a church mouse the whole day. They didn't want to say a word. The couple of them that walked through the tailgate, they were getting booed, they were getting heckled, and they were just head down trying to get wherever they were going to go to. So I didn't hear any nastiness out of them. We had the idiot podcasters a week ago calling us unintelligent thugs. Guess what? You guys are unintelligent, probably unemployed, and you're also without a win, losers. Take that.
That is not the opinion of Brady Quinn nor Sean Wooden.
Just let me.
Oh, clarify. You know what? Hawk, I love to see that because now Notre Dame's turned into moral victory. You, all the people I see on social media, you know, we walked into Miami with a redshirt freshman quarterback and we played tough.
Yeah.
I heard for 8 months we had no chance on the line of scrimmage. They're the national runner-ups. They've got Deion Sanders on one side and Darrell Revis on the other with Ed Reed in the secondary. And you had a 17-year-old slice you up like a Ginsu knife. Take that. Go back to Notre Dame. Cry in your damn lucky charms. I don't want to hear moral victories or anything else. And I'll tell you, Hard Rock Bet, I put my money where my mouth is. And this, we went to Joy Taylor's party on Saturday night, which, by the way, shout out to Joy. Sweet as can be. She remembered me from coming on years and years ago when they had a show on the other station that no longer exists. So we talked to her. I got to meet a Bella Danger, who my wife had no earthly idea who she was. And I was way too excited to run up and hug a Bella Danger. Crowder knows who she is.
Jimmy lit up. I saw Jimmy light up.
I think Hard Rock Bet is the best. I put my money in, and I got $150 in free plays. And at Joy's party, I guess the more Tito's and Red Bull I drank, the more times I hit Miami money line on one of those free plays. I won some money on LSU because I drunkenly bet on my wife's team. It was great Sunday to look and go, oh, about half my trip was just paid for right here. It made it all worth it. It was an awesome weekend. Canes fans should be super proud of the way they reacted this week. We look like a top 10 team again. I challenge you guys, don't just show up for Notre Dame. Louisville's coming. South Florida in 2 weeks. Bethune this week. Go support these kids and support this program. They deserve it. They're a legitimate national title contender. And if you act like it and you show up every week, we got 8 home games. We'll be 8-0 at home. We're going to be in the college football playoff.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. John Michaels, the letter U. Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
There you go, John Michaels.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.